Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda as revised? Mr. Secretary? No. No changes? Any members?
Hearing none. Mr. Chairman, I move the agenda be approved as revised.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a request that in reference to case number 10,394, the minute states that there was one party appeared in support, and then it says four parties appeared in support when the four parties were in opposition.
And that case number again was?
10,394.
Okay.
So I'd make a motion to approve it with that change.
With that change, okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes of the May the 4th meeting with the follow-up, with the changes that were recommended. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. An applicant for a variance should be prepared to address the statutory factors relating to variances, and the applicant for a special use exception should be prepared to address the statutory factors relating to special use exceptions. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak, and please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, please turn that off during the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case.